There's a Yerushalmi in the Dorim, Perek Gimel in the Dorim. Yerushalmi says, Rab Acha b'shem Rab Chune, Osid Esav Harosho La Toiv Talisoi, Esav is going to put on his talis, V'leishevim HaTzadikim B'Gan Eden, L'Osid Lovi. L'Osid Lovi, Esav is going to come with his talis and sit in Olam Habo with the Tzadikim. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyroi, the Rebbe Shem is going to drag him, Umaysim Risham is going to throw him out. My time, the Pasuk says, Im Tagbiya Kanesha, Vim Ben Kechavim Simkinech, in case you'll go up high like a Nesha, Vim Ben Kechavim Simkinech, you'll put your Kan, Ben Kechavim, Misham Ritchunum Hashem. Ben Kechavim Ratzadikim, Kmodatoma, Umatzdik Haram Kechavim Lalamboy. Esav is going to sit with his talis with Tzadikim and Oilam Habo, and Rebbe Shem is going to come and schlep him out. Number one, how's he get there in the first place? And if he got there, why is the Rebbe Shem schlepping him out? The Medrash says in Toldos, and it's also a Medrash in the beginning of Dvorim, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kol Yomai Ha'isi Mishamesh Es Abo. In Dvarim Rabbah, it says, there is nobody in the world who is Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibud Av Va'Em like I. So says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'leishimashti Yosoi Echad Mimeya Shishimish Esav Es Ovav. I wasn't Mekayim Kibud Av, not at 1/100th of what Esav was Mekayim Kibud Av with Yankov, with Yitzchak. Ani b'shosh shishimashti Es Abo Ha'isi Mishamesh V'Bgolim L'Chlochem. Zokt Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I wasn't Makbid to wear begodim nekiim when I was mishamesh as abo, ubishosh ha'isi yotze laderech ha'isi yotze begodim nekiim. I was makbid on begodim nekiim when I went out to travel to go out in the lachutz, but when I was mishamesh as abo, I wasn't. Avol Esav bishosh ha'yom mishamesh as abo lo ha'yom mishamesh elu bebigdei malchus. Esav was mishamesh kibud, he was mekayim kibud av with bigdei malchus. That's how you're supposed to be mechaber the father. He used to say over Achsidus Shavuot, "Vatikach Rivka is big day b'no ha'gor ha'chamudois asher itu ba'bayis v'talbish es yankiv b'no ha'kotin." The big day Esav ha'chamudus was his kibud av. The kibud av that Esav was mekayim were called his big day Esav big day begodim ha'chamudois. Shteit medrash that Yankiv didn't want to go. He didn't want to go b'ramos. And Rivka told him she was mitzav on him b'gzeiras kibud aim that he's mechuyv to go. Is batilbash Rivka is big day Esav b'no ha'gor ha'chamudus his kibud av. Those were his big day begodim ha'chamudus, and she was malbush Yankiv says go you now go with these begodim go b'koyach kibud aim I'm goyzer on you that you must go. There's a gewaltige Rambam in the end of Makis. Rabbi Chanan ben Kashi Oimer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lezakes Yis Yisrael, Lefikach Hirbelan Toyo Mitzvus, Shenema Hashem Chav Yisman Tzidgu Yakul Toyo V'yad. Zog the Rambam, is Yisoid, in Emun Yis Yisrael, that if a person does any one mitzvah, and he does it b'shleimus, being mekayim one mitzvah b'shleimus, he's zoyche to olam haba for being mekayim one mitzvah b'shleimus. He brings it right from the Gemara in Megillah, klumo bo ma'ase liyotcha mit gefrekt tanoim namram. What if they ever did one ma'ase b'shleimus? Any ma'ase that's done b'shleimus without any other pniyah, is a person can be zoyche with that to chay olam haba. L'choy, there's a raya pshuta from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, if he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, he would have gone straight into Gan Eden. And the other mission, more than one mitzvah, he didn't have. With one mitzvah b'shleim, so a person can be zoich to chayah mabor, chayah netzach. Doshte, that Esav was mekayim kibud av b'shleimus. And if he's mekayim kibud av b'shleimus, l'choya v'yishteit in Rambam, Rabbi Chanan ben Akashas said, l'fikach hir b'lam toyo mitzvahs, If there will be only one mitzvah, where ways to, if a person is can be omitted in the mitzvah. The Roshim gave Tayag, from Tayag, lo yimolet, as somebody will be mekayim, a different mitzvah, and he'll be mekayim b'shlemis, duch dat, he'll be able to be zeichem b'chay netzach. Is Esav had what it took to be mekayim, to be zeichem b'chay netzach, he was mekayim, kibud, av b'shlemis, as Avi Abshim Manglim was made, and as they state in Chazal, as they state in Pesach. And it says, Esav will be misatav v'talisoi, the mitzvahs that a person does is his levush. He'll be misatav v'talisoi, he's mas with the levush, he'll come b'koyach, mitzvahs kibud avoyim, which is makai b'shlemis, and that l'choira, he has a right to chaya netzach, and to sit with tzadikim olim habo. Mitzvah nangivayin, in kibud av, there's mitzvahs kibud, and there's mitzvahs yir. Mitzvahs kibud is ma'achilo ma'shkeu ma'chnisu ma'tziu ma'bishoi ma'fshitoi. That's kibud. His personal tzrochem, a person's personal needs. Yira shalister's dvarav, a person can't be soysa divrei over. He has to listen to his father. Chutzavu shteitin shechorat. He's not mochuyah, but that's yira. Over in Heintike Pash, is that a ganze naya welt from kibudav. In Pesach state, Yitzchok came to Gura, the Plishtim were there, and he was Matzliach, and he went out with a lot of Nechosim. Vayikana by Plishtim, Vakol HaBeirz HaShachofer, Avdi Oviv, Sitmun Plishtim. Mitoch their kinah, they didn't want Yitzchok should be Matzliach. He needs Beres Maim to be Matzliach, and they filled the Beres Maim mitoich kina. Shtein posik weiter that he was vayoshav Yitzchok vayachbes Beres Hamaim ashechof after milu meplishtim. Shtein posik vayikru lohem shemois kashemus hashakol ma'aviv. He named the Beres with the same names that Avram called those bears when he dug them. Frank the Bain of Achaya, Medav Visin Tzvezachim. Number one, for what reason did he call them the same Shemus? And number two, why is it important that the Torah should tell us that he did that? Dr. Bain of Achaya, that the reason he gave them the same Shemus that Avram gave was mitoich kibudav. If those are the names that Avram gave, those are the names that he gave. Agavurcha Rav Chaim Kanievsky, when he used to answer letters, he used to order them, Kohen Levi Yisrael, to Mekayim, Kohen Levi, Kohen Yisrael, to answer them according to Kohen Levi Yisrael. He also, if there was a letter that he had to answer that was written by somebody whose name was Yisrael Yankiv, mitoich kibudav, he would answer those letters first. Kibudav, if somebody carries his father's name, that's by him kibudav to answer that letter first. Zok Rabbeinu Bachaya, that the reason Yitzchak called the name of his bears with the same names that Avram did was because it was mitoich kibudav. Zok Rabbeinu Bachaya, miumash hidiyah ha-toyer zeh nire sheyesh b'zeh hisoyerus v'kal v'choymer. A person will see that the Torah was madgish, the type of kibud av that Yitzchok did, to be mechabed his father by using the same names that Avram used. It is a kal v'chomer shelo yeshane odom miderech avoisav. A person should go in the derech of his avos, doret nishmeg machil mashkeu, and there was no mitzvah from his father, he should do this or do that, just to do things the way my father did things. There's kibud av, and that's a hisoyus from the fact that Yitzchok called the same names as Avram, is a hisoyus and a kal v'chomer that a person should go b'derech av. He should live his life. He should be noig his minhogim the way his father did. Shehar Yitzchok afilu kora shemay shakora aviv. He used the same names because he didn't want to go away from b'derech aviv. V'lei rotzel l'shanoisim. Ben Mechaya says, for that reason, he was zoicha that his name wasn't changed in his lifetime. Avram's name was changed, Sora, Yaakov, it's a schus that he wanted to use the same names, his name was remained the same, that's somehow considered a schus. From the fact that Yitzchak used the same names as a kavachom, that a person should not go away midarkei avos, not in the drachim of the parents, not in their minhogim, and not in their musr. The way they live their lives, that's how a person should live life the way his father did. In Chovos Halavos in Shar Yichud Hamais in Perakei, the Chovos Halavos says, Alken Hizor, be careful, Shle Tate Ashurecha Midecha Ovis. Your steps shouldn't stray from Decha Ovis. Unesiv Harishonim El Habedius. You shouldn't look to be boided Varm Milipcha. Don't look for new Mahalchim, new ways to do things. Stick to the Mahalchim of the Rishonim of Decha Ovis. But don't look to Badoyas, to Badius, to be boided Varm Milipcha. And you'll want to be semach on your own seichel. You'll lock yourself in your room and you use your own eitzah how to plan your life. You'll live in bedidus. You'll live in seclusion with your own tuna, with your own seichel, with your own svara. The way your parents set you on a life's course, don't be chosh them that they didn't know what they're doing, they didn't understand you. Be soymach on them. Don't say faket from the ways that they taught you. There is no eitz that you could think of that they didn't think of ahead of you, and they figured out why this way is not good. Do what they did. That's called not going miderech avos. In Pasuk state, Vahirov Boris, Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, "I'll tear it Mitzrayim." Zok Rashi, "I'll tear it Mitzrayim." So he died to lay it Mitzrayim, k'moy sheyored over v'imei harov. Somebody went to Tel Aviv in 1948 when there was bombing the Shalom. They asked him, "Why are you going?" He says, "About Kabbalah from my mama, the Mishis Leftman." There are things that you don't need a Kabbalah for. If there's bombing, you leave town. Avram in the Bimei HaRov went to Mitzrayim. In the Mitzrayim there was no Rav, in the United States there's a Rav. Now Bimei Yitzchak is again a Rav. So Yitzchak wanted to go to Mitzrayim because Avram went to Mitzrayim. For the same reason that Avram went to Mitzrayim, Yitzchak is going to go to Mitzrayim. Why does Rashi say he wanted to go to Mitzrayim like Avram? Because if you live your life the way your father did, that's what you do. If there's a Rav, you go to my father went to Mitzrayim, that's what I'm going to do. Even if it's something that you couldn't figure out yourself, don't be miyasit to yourself. Make sure to go b'derech avos. The Ramban says in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avram came to Mitzrayim and he said, Ansor achoisihi, so the Ramban, Yitzchak learned to do the same thing when he came to Gror, and he said to Avimelech achoisihi, he learned that from Avram. Avram figured it out. Yitzchak also could have figured it out. Even if I can figure it out, I do it because my father did it. It says at the end of the parsha, Yitzchak said to Yaakov that he should go and go to Aram Naraim to find himself a shidduch. Rivka told Yaakov he should run away from Esau. And he ran away. The stipler says, "Vayeitz Yaakov mibeishav vayelech harona." Is Vayishma Yaakov elov v'imoy? Vayishma Yaakov was vayelech harona, and Vayishma elimoy vayeitz Yaakov. From here, he ran away because of Rivka. Came to enter Chorma because of Yaakov. Vayishma Yaakov elov v'imoy. Vayishma can be translated in several ways. Yishma could be to hear, to understand. Shmi could be to understand. Shmi could mean to be obedient. The taka was a tzivui. There was a tzivui from Yaakov to go to Choron. There was a tzivui from Rivka to leave Be'er Sheva. But Vayishu can also be translated. He understood. He was Mizboinen. If my father did like that and my mother did like that, that's what's right to do. And that's why I do it. It's also a tzivui. But to do what parents, the way parents do things, when there was no tzivui, that's a type of a kibbutz. The state in this pasuk. That's what the Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying. That's what the Torah is megala to us in the fact that Yosef, Yitzchok gave the same Shemus. The Torah is teaching us that besides in Kibud Av, Machilu Mashkeu and Enes Soises Dvarav, there's even without a mitzvah, without a tzivui, to live my life. The way with the Musa, the values my parents had, what's right, what's wrong, that's how a person should live his life. The Beis Halevi says, "Shmamni Musa Avicha v'Altitish Toishim Shal Avicha v'Yagedchu v'Zekinecha v'Yomuloch." When there's a shaila about Tcheles, and Beis Halevi said, when there's a shaila lahalocha, you go ask a Rav, "Zekinecha v'Yomuloch." When there's a shaila, how do we do things? How in our mishpacha do we relate to Azar Shaila? On that, Shalo Vicha V'Yageitcha. Listen to what your father has to say. That's a Mahalach HaChaim. That's the same Mahalach HaChaim that Rabbeinu Bechaya is talking about. Where did a person get a hasoge to have a geshmak to live his life the way his parents lived? Without them giving him a tzivui, without an but give us a pudin, do like this. I want to do like this because this is how my father did things. This is how we do things in our mishpacha. This is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I was given, and that's what I should do. Frant kumt az azach. Abraham Shmulevitz mentioned many times in the Shmuzin that the ikir mitzvah of kibud av v'em is belev. A person is mechuyev to be proud of his father and his mother. Every person has milas. Every person has things to be the meshabeach. A person is mechuyev to be mizboinen and to understand why his parents are special and to go out with a good feeling, I have such parents. That's the ikar mitzvah of kibud av v'em. I always thought that he brought it from Sefer Charedim. Today I looked in the bottom, there's a Haggadah to look in the Sefer Charedim. This Yesod comes from Sefer Charedim. This Yesod also comes from Chai Odom, in Simen Samar Zayin, in Hilchas Kibud Av V'Eim. The Chai Odom says there are three ways to be Mekayim Kibud Av, B'machshov, B'dibru, B'maisa. And B'machshov means a person is Mechuyev to Mizboinen. How is my father special? And Reb Chaim used to be Madgish. Every person has something that he's special in. And it's the choiv of a son to understand why his father is special. Zok de chayodim, when Reb Chaim zok de seichet, it's impossible to be mekayim kibud av b'shleimus if a person doesn't have this that hagosha in his heart. It's not shaykh to be mekayim azazach if he doesn't have that hagosha b'leiv. If he understands his parents and he knows why they're special and he's proud of them, then when he's Mekayim, Machilu, Mashkeu, Machnisu, Metziah, he can do it with a full heart. There's a Yalkut in Melochim. Yalkut brings a pasuk in Mishlei, Kesef Sige Mitzupa al Ches Fosayim Doikim. The Yalkut says it's a moshel of a samovar that you cook to cook water in. It's made of zohov and avon mitoivis on the outside. On the inside, it's chers. To cook water, you have to cook it in a klicheres. So a mulier, which is a samovar, on the outside it's beautiful and on the inside it's klicheres. Zog the Yalkut, medaber be'esav v'chaveirav. This passage is found with Esav and Chaveirav. We'll soon see who the Chaveirav are. Esav was a za person who, on the inside, he was cheres And on the outside, he was Zohav and Magolius. What means on the inside, he was Cheres? In Pasuk state, Vayomer Esav Belibo Yagia Yemei Evelovi. After he saw that he didn't get the brachas, he said, Yikiv, we may Evelovi, Halavai, he'll die already, and I'll kill Yankiv. Zokti Yalkut, Vayom Esav Beliboy is a raya, that all of his kibudav was missing that shlemus. The kibudav that Esav had was without the hagosha of knowing and appreciating who his father was. But he was a pikeach. In Potsik said, Vayom Esav Beliboy, nobody knew that. And Beliboy was very, very, very tif Beliboy. So it was as a tif believe that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have known that he had that hagosha. His kibudav was so great. And only the Rebbeinu could know that tif and hatsin he had azam machshava v'yikivu yimei evolovi. Heisus zog that only the Rebbeinu Shloim knew that Esav is a bluff. He's a faker. He's a bluff. He goes around al sagreisa kim with kibudav v'aim, and it's far from shleimus. The Medrash, right in the Parsha, the Moshe came with a tiny to Yitzchok, that Yitzchok said to Esav, "Ulecha efa ma asa b'ni." I gave away already the brachos. What can I do for you? Mashmois was that he was looking for something. He wanted to be Mephias Esav. The Medrash state that Kodesh Baruch had a tiny on Yitzchok. What's comes to Mephias? And he's a Russian. State medrash that it's a boy on a posik in Yeshaya. Yitzchok asked Rebbeinu Shlom, Yuchan, give him chanina, be moichel him. He had so much from Esav, and he wasn't oimed, but Rebbeinu Shlom was oimed. Be moichel him. State in medrash that Rebbeinu Shlom said to Yitzchok, Roshu, he's a Roshu. So and Yitzchok asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omri, Balomat Tzedek, that's the Pesach in Yeshaya that the Medrash brings. And it means, Lekibet the Sahiro, Esau was Mekayim Kibet Av. Omri, Kosh Baruch Hu, Osud Hu Lifshles Yodav Beis HaMikdosh. With the Kilkul that Esau has, that Be'etzim, he's a Rosha, he's going to use his Koiches to be Machar the Beis HaMikdosh. Omri, Im Kain, Hashpil Eshalva Boilem Hazeh, Ubal Yer Geis Hashem Lel Mabo. I don't know if it's the Yibarsam speaking or Yitzchok speaking, the Chol HaPochus, he'll have Yitzchok, B'schus, the mice of Kibbutz that he had, even though it was without Shlemus, that was without the heart that appreciates who Yitzchok was, he'll have Shalva B'olam Hazeh. Miduchsach, that's also a Hezber, that Yitzchok's head came to Moshe HaMachpelah, the head came to Moshe HaMachpelah and not his goof. The kibbutz that he had was had only a shaykhs with his cup, not with his heart. There's a different medrash. The medrash that I mentioned before in Dvarim, where it says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Esav was much makayim kibbutz avim, much bigger madrega. And the Rav Shimon said that he's a Rosh, he's not going to be zaychen at anything. What's it doing in medrash in Dvarim? When Klai Yisrael came and wanted to make Melchom with Melech Edoy, and the Rebbeinu Shem said, Soy v'sahar hazeh, which har is it talking about? The Poshup Shalom talks about the har Edoy. The Medrash state that the har is Maros HaMachpelah. The Medrash calls it a har. Yitzchok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchok that Esav is going to have a schus to be shalit v'olim hazeh until Mashiach comes. You're not going to be able to overcome Esav. Esav's a shalit bizchus that he was mekayim mitzvah mila. As Avi state in Ram that with one mitzvah a person has a schus to be chaya netzach. Lechol apach the mitzvah that Esav that even though it was without shleimus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu with the schus of kibbutz, he's going to be shalit. Soy b'lochem esahar hazeh. Wait until Mashiach comes. Then you'll be able to make melchama with Edom. Until then, there's nothing to make melchama with Edom. You're not going to be shaytan. is something moridic. There's a Zohar in Parshas Vo'eiro that the Mefarshim talk about in Chayesoro. Yishmael came with a tiny talk of the Baruch Hu. The Shem Hashem is exists in Yishmael, Aleph Lamed, and Yishmael was Makai Mitzis Mila. What are we different from Yitzchok? What are we different from Klai Yisrael? Yishmael also has the Milas, in Maral State, the Shilton that Yishmael has in the Welt is not one of the four Goliaths. The four Goliaths, Bavol, Edom, Yavon, Modai, they got the Koyach from Klai Yisrael. Uloim Miloim Yemos. Imola Harova, the Koyach of all the Malchus comes because the Malchus was taken away from Klai Yisrael. Yishmael doesn't have Malchus from Klai Yisrael. Yishmael has Malchus because he's the son of Avraham Avinu, and he had Mila, and he has the Shem Hashem also. So Shaitan of Zoyan Parshas, the last Zoyan Parshas of Ayur, the Zoyan asks, Yishmael came to Mon, why don't we have a Chilek in Eretz Yisrael? We also have Mila. And the state of Zoyan, that the answer was, your Mila is not Beshlemus, because it was without Priya. But, so Yishmael says, so we don't get anything? And the Yishmael says, Bishus that you'll be Shalit in Eretz Yisrael until Mashiach. So Mein Zogun, that Bishus, two mitzvahs. Bishus the mitzvah of Kibud Av that Esav had, and Bishus the Mila that Yishmael had, both of them have a Shlita in the Welt today, until Mashiach, Yishmael in Eretz Yisrael, and Edom in the ganze Welt. It says, the Klai Yisrael has no Shlita on Edom Bechlal, and on Yishmael, in Eretz Yisrael, the Shlita belongs to Yishmael. In the Chumash Agro, steht der gewaltige Idee. At the end of the Pasha steht, Vayelech Esov el Yishmael, Vayikach Bas Yishmael. You're going to state, what was Esav looking for? What was he looking for in making that Shilchan Yisrael, and that he went punk now? After the Brochus, and he saw that he was excluded from Klai Yisrael, Vayistom Esav es Yankiv ala Brochus, the sinner of Esav Yankiv started now. In going state, it's an important cloud to know, there are Shivim Umos. From the Shivim Umos, 35 are Misyaches to Esav, and 35 are Misyaches to Yishmael. Those are two klolim of Umos. 35 Umos are Misyaches to Esav, 35 Umos are Misyaches to Yishmael. I would guess that Yishmael is that Esav is the boss, because social Esav is the Yetzirah today. That's from after the Yetzirah Das, the Yetzirah, the Nochash was the Yetzirah, and from the Chet Adam Arishon until Esav came along, it was Nichnas was Zuma, and then it went to Esav, the social Esav. That social Esav is the Nochash Akadmoin. The two of them together represent all of Zion Umas. Zog the Goyen. He took Bosmas Achois Nevoyes. Why Achois Nevoyes? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu took Yishmael from the Welt before he married Bas Yishmael. Because if the Shidduch would have been when Yishmael is still there, the two of them together makes a chibur of all Ayin Umus, and the reason Esav wanted this Shidduch now, because he understood that if Esav and Yishmael can make a chibur now, it'll be Machar the Welt. Machar the Welt meaning to say that social Esav is Maimed Klai Yisrael Ben Yisrael every day. If they would have been the two of them together, Esav and Yishmael, uniting all Ayin Umus on Ken Klai Yisrael, we would lose the war to the social Esav. So the Rebbe took away Yishmael before, so that the Shidduch shouldn't represent Esav and Yishmael coming together. And the Goyen says, and it's brought from the Rama says in Igeres Teman also, that Lasid Lavoy, before Mashiach, in the time of Gog and Magog, the Gula is going to come after Yishmael and Esav make that chibur, the Hainu. That Esav and Yishmael, Shteidah, that Esav had Shlita because of Kibbut Avayim. Yishmael had Shlita because of Mila. The two of them together have that Koyach. That Koyach of Yibashim spared us at the Shidduch of Yishmael and Esav. And instead of that, he pushed it off. But when it does happen, then there's going to be a Azah Ufreis in the Welt, then Mashiach comes. There's another terrace, why the Shidduch, why Yishmael wanted to go, Esav wanted to go to Yishmael for that Shidduch, Al-Pidech HaMusar, steht, Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnich. Rivka verstanden, that the Nebu was to her, and she wasn't supposed to tell Yitzchok. My brother's Zalkus Nusay Noy says, steht, Verivka shemas bedaber Yitzchok el Esav. When he told him to bring Hovel aside. Why is it Shemas? It should say Rivka Shomo, not Shomas. Rivka understood that she can't tell Yitzchok that the Rabbanu was Boich v'Yankiv, and Yankiv is the also the Klai Yisrael and not Esav. Yitzchok thought it's Esav also. She didn't know when is going to come the moment that Yitzchak is going to tell Esav. Verifka Shemas, she didn't sleep for 60 years, not wanting to miss that moment when he might say, Hovel Yitzchak, because she knew that she can't tell him. And why Taka couldn't she tell him? She couldn't tell him, discovers Mazmir, that Yishmael was a brother of Yitzchak, but Yishmael was never in the running. Yishmael was never a Havamina that he would be the Osir of Klal Yisrael, even though it was Noshel Avram. Esav wasn't running her eye. Yitzchak is called Yitzchak. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Yitzchak means Leikol Yitzchak. The Gemara asks, Zara Shel Avram, why not Esav? If a person is Noider from Zara Shel Avram, he's Mutter by Esav. Why is he Mutter by Esav? Esav is also called Zara Shel Avram. And the Gemara says, Kibi Yitzchak, Leikol Yitzchak. They say, from the fact that Yitzchak had gehalten that Esav could be, it means to say, it could have been. It could have been called Yitzchok, but it could also be not called Yitzchok. But Rivka understood that she can't tell him. And Taka, why not? Why couldn't she tell him? It's a gewaltig Shem Mishmuel. I'm sure somebody here heard it from me. I say it all the time. The Shem Mishmuel says in Parshas Kisove by Ben Soira Moira, the Mishnah states in Sanhedrin that a father or a mother, if one of them tells his bezdin, leave him alone, they'll leave him alone. They won't kill him. The shaila is, the Torah is made from Ash ben Sur and Murray, and nothing's ever going to become. And Yom was Zakai val Yom was Chayev. Because his mother has Rachmanis on him. So the Torah says, Zok to Shem Yishmuel, if a mother or a father says, I believe in my son, the Rebbe Hashem says, I'll go along with that. If Esav knows, he knew that his mother didn't hold of him. If he would think that his father doesn't hold of him either, he wouldn't have a king. He wouldn't be a Baal Bechir. Esav had to be Baal Bechir. Klal Yisrael got the Nitzchis through Yankiv, because Yankiv was a Baal Bechir. Esav also had to be Baal Bechir. The Baal Esav wasn't in the running. He could have been the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael. He had to be a Baal Bechir, and he had to be able to say, Bi Boichir B'Toivar Bara. And if nobody holds of him, if not his father, not his mother, he's not a Baal Bechir. Azayat Rivka Ogland, that's why she understood she's not supposed to tell Yitzchok. As soon as Yitzchok saw that Esav came in, he saw that Nichnas Gehenim together with Esav, now that he understood why Rivka is not supposed to tell him. But he saw the emes now. Yitzchok wasn't making a mistake, he was just misinformed. He did not know what Rivka knew, but she couldn't tell him. After he saw the brachas, and now he saw that Yitzchak and Rivka have the same day about him, now it's time to go to Yishmael. Now he's ready for the Shidduch Yishmael. Nobody holds him here. I'm going my own way. Dosh teta a gewaltiger lekach. If a person has nobody who believes in him, he's overdated. He can't do it. In this form state that Chevrei Mashiach is asoy grois, and with the chibur of Esav and Yishmael, with that chib of Esav and Yishmael, it's shayach to bring to this matzav of Gog and Magog to the Lomoy. State in this room, the only eighth is Torah. Mayasam yivinotzim yichav the Mashiach Torah and Gimel Chasodim. That's zikha the idea, one of the ideas of the Achikala. Everybody should be Mischazik in Torah. I just want to be Messiah steht bei Hi Kisokin Yitzchok wa Tikhana Ein of Mirois, steht in Medrash that Esau, Yitzchok, before he was Nifti, asked by the Ribbono Shlom to create Yisurim on the world. Until then, there was no such thing that a person had Yisurim on the world. Yitzchok wanted Yisurim. State in Medrash that Yitzchok understood that a person stands before a Bezna Shel Maila is too shver. Chofetz Chaim writes in Shem Oilam that he met a tremendous Yid. He met Alta Yid who heard from an Enikel from the Goyim. The Chofetz Chaim was proud to say that he heard a word from an Alta Yid who heard it from an Enikel from the Goyim. And the Goyim was Masber, the Medrash like this. A person comes to the Shemaim in the Din. The Asher Zachas, Gitaris Abaskel, all his mitzvahs should come to the scales. After that comes another Baskel, all his Aveir should come to the scales. When the person sees the multitudes of Aveir and can't get the number of the mitzvahs, he gets scared. And then goes a third Baskel, all the Yisurim that a person had should come now to the scales, and they join up with the mitzvahs, and they're Machriya. Yitzchok understood that, and he asked Ribbono Shel Olam he should bring Yisurim out, state in the Mesh. Avram asked for Zikna, Yitzchok asked for Yisurim, Yankov asked for Choyli, that a person should be Nifta Mitoy Choyli. The Rosham told each one of them, Yofa Sha'alto Mimcha Nimascho. But Tichena Ein of Merois, the fact that Yitzchok went blind was the Rebbeinu Shlom's answer to him, that he's going to have Yisurim, and that's what that, with that he'll be Yomid Liyam Adin. Chazal say, Ein Lecha Odom, Shein Yisurim. Asher mi, She Yisurim Boin Lemel HaTorah. Chazal were mechadish that if a person is learning a sugya, when it's gatenished, he doesn't, fashtetish, limotz yadav raglav, and I can't shlofen from them. That's also called Yisurim. Ein lecha odom shein yisurim. Asher odom she yisurim boin lemin atoyah. The shteta with Yisurim, a person has to be samech with any Yisurim that he gets. That's what Yitzchok gebeten, and that's what gives us a koyach, lamed leim adin. Chazal is gewaldic, comforting to know that a person can be yotzei his Yisurim with learning, and he doesn't understand pshat and tosis. That's also called Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help each and every one of us to go back mechuzek in Talmud Torah, Gemara Chasodim, we should be yotzei b'chavos HaMashiach.